Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to try to understand this story about, well, it's about the hope for small town life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, how it doesn't exactly work out that way.
Yeah, that's right.
We moved to your forever home.
Right.
In this peaceful little town.
Yeah.
And you're really looking for that, you know, the close-knit community feel.
Yeah.
And then things take a turn.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not exactly what you expected.
It's so interesting how that happens, right? Like, you build up this image in your mind of, like, small town life is going to be so idyllic and welcoming and peaceful.
Exactly.
And every community has its own, you know.
Dynamics.
Yeah.
And they're not always obvious to somebody new.
Exactly.
Especially someone coming in from the outside.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is kind of what happened here.
Right.
With this fence incident.
Oh, yeah. This fence incident.
That really kicked things off.
Yeah.
You were just doing some routine yard work.
Yeah.
Trimming trees near your property line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just typical.
Yeah. Pretty harmless.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
But it really triggered a strong reaction from the neighbors.
Yeah. I mean, police involvement.
I know.
Because a neighbor reported, like, suspicious activities. Like, whoa.
Doing a big leap.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Like, what's really going on here?
Yeah. And the letter writer is understandably bewildered by this hostility, especially when it seems like it's really stemming from the fact that they're from out of state.
Right.
It's like, really?
Yeah. It's like, where are you from?
Yeah.
You know, and you're not one of us.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. You're automatically suspicious.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's a classic example of what they call insider versus outsider dynamics.
Totally. Yeah. Sociologists talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, small towns often have this really strong sense of shared history, shared identity.
Right.
And sometimes newcomers, especially those who are perceived as different.
Right. Can be seen as a threat to that established order.
Like, they're protecting their turf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, this is our space.
Right.
We know how things work here.
Right.
And you're coming in and shaking things up.
Yeah.
We don't like that.
And then it escalated even further.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this incident where the neighbor confronts your partner while they're trimming the trees and demands to see their ID.
Oh, yeah. Like, let me see your papers.
Yeah. It's more than just asking for identification.
Right.
It's a power move.
Yeah. It's a total power move.
To assert authority.
Right. Like, who are you and what are you doing here?
Yeah. Put your partner in their place.
Exactly. Like, you're not one of us.
Right.
And you need to prove that you belong here.
And this feeling of exclusion extended online as well.
Yeah, of course.
You found this secret Facebook group.
Oh, no.
Where neighbors were posting about the new people.
Right.
Fueling all this suspicion and these rumors.
Like a digital whisper campaign. It's whispering in a digital echo chamber.
Right, exactly.
And those whispers have real world consequences.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because pretty soon, no trespassing signs are popping up on clearly marked property lines. It's a pretty clear message.
Yeah, it's like drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah, stay on your side.
Yeah, stay on your side.
Yeah.
You're not welcome here.
Yeah.
You know, it's really reinforcing those boundaries.
Yeah.
And making it clear that you are seen as an outsider.
Yeah. And sadly, this is just the beginning.
Right.
Of a whole series of incidents that make you really question whether you'll ever truly belong in this town.
Wow.
Like the mailbox incident.
The mailbox incident.
That was unsettling.
Yeah, that goes beyond just gossip.
Right.
Or the cold shoulder.
Yeah, vandalism.
Yeah, vandalizing someone's property.
Right.
That feels like a deliberate attempt to intimidate and frighten.
Yeah, like a threat.
Yeah.
And then there's Shirley.
Oh, sure.
Who seems to be fixated on you.
Yeah. What's up with Shirley?
Shouting about conspiracies.
Yeah.
And just making your life really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand what motivates someone like that.
Right.
But her behavior definitely contributes to that whole feeling of being targeted and unwelcome.
Yeah, like you're being watched.
Right.
You know, you're not safe.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, is she an outlier?
Right.
Or does she actually represent like a segment of the community that feels emboldened to act on their prejudices?
Right.
That's a question worth pondering.
Definitely.
As we unpack the rest of the story.
Yeah, sure.
And then there was the community barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be about togetherness.
Right. Everyone comes together.
Right. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
And you're completely ignored.
Oh, wow.
Made to feel invisible.
Like you're not even there.
Yeah. And no one speaks up.
Right.
No one intervenes.
Wow. So the silence of the community is almost more powerful than Shirley's actions.
Right.
Like they're normalizing this behavior, sending a message that excluding outsiders is acceptable. It's like a silent agreement to uphold the existing social order.
Yeah.
Even if it means marginalizing someone who doesn't quite fit the mold.
Yeah. And it leads to that really chilling encounter at the coffee shop.
Oh, no.
And this woman just out of the blue says, "We're not used to people like you around here."
Wow.
That one sentence, it just hangs in the air, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's so loaded.
Yeah.
It makes you think, what does people like you even mean?
Right.
It speaks volumes about these unspoken prejudices and assumptions that can exist beneath the surface of a seemingly friendly community.
Right.
It makes you realize that you might not be welcome, not because of anything you've done, but simply because of who you are or where you come from.
Yeah.
It's really unsettling.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to continue to unpack this in just a moment, so don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. You know what's so fascinating about this whole situation is it taps into something really human, that need to belong, to feel safe, to feel like you're in control of your surroundings.
Right.
And when those things are threatened, even in subtle ways, it can trigger some pretty intense reactions.
It's like a primal instinct.
Totally.
Almost to protect your territory.
Right.
Your tribe.
Your people. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the small town where those boundaries are so clearly defined, anyone who doesn't fit the mold can be seen as a disruption.
A threat.
A threat. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not always about malice either.
Right.
Like, you know, a lot of this behavior stems from unconscious biases.
Right.
These deep-seated patterns of thinking that have been passed down through generations.
Right.
And, you know, these small towns often have a really strong sense of collective identity, a shared narrative that can make it really hard for newcomers to integrate, especially if they don't look like or sound like or believe the same things as the people who are already there.
Yeah. Well, think about those historical examples of sundown towns.
Oh, yeah.
Where people of color were literally not welcome after dark.
Yeah.
Obviously, what you experienced isn't that extreme.
Right.
But there are echoes of that same kind of exclusion based on difference.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's a more subtle form of social control.
Right.
But it's still rooted in that same idea of maintaining a certain homogeneity.
Right.
A sense of us versus them.
Yeah.
And that can be incredibly isolating.
Yeah. And your letter really captures that feeling of constantly being scrutinized.
Right.
Like every move you make is being watched and judged.
Yeah. Like you're always under surveillance.
Right. Yeah. Did you find yourself changing your behavior at all?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to kind of blend in or avoid attracting attention?
Yeah, it's natural to want to do that, right? When you feel like you're being constantly watched, but that constant vigilance, it takes a toll.
Right.
Creates this climate of anxiety and fear, which can make it even harder to connect with people and feel like you belong.
Right. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is, totally.
Yeah.
The more you feel like an outsider, the more you withdraw.
Right.
And then the more that reinforces the perception that you're different.
That you don't belong.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a vicious cycle.
It is a vicious cycle.
Yeah. And it highlights how important it is to understand that exclusion can be subtle.
Right.
Even unintentional.
Yeah. It's not always about these overt acts of discrimination.
Right.
It's often about these microaggressions.
Right, like those unanswered ways, those glares, those whispered rumors.
Those little things add up.
Yeah, they do.
What might seem like a harmless comment to one person can be deeply hurtful to another.
Right. Especially if it taps into existing insecurities or past experiences of exclusion.
So how do we break this cycle?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, how do we create communities that are truly inclusive and welcoming?
Right, it's easy to say, be more open-minded.
Right.
How do we actually put that into practice?
Right, especially in communities where these ingrained patterns of behavior are so strong.
Yeah, and where people maybe aren't even aware of their own biases.
Yay. So where do we start?
I think it starts with awareness.
Okay.
You know, we need to be more conscious of our own biases.
Mm-hmm.
Those assumptions we make about people who are different from us.
Right.
And we need to be willing to challenge those assumptions.
Okay, so it's not just about being nice.
Right.
It's about actively challenging the norm.
Exactly.
That perpetuate exclusion.
That's it.
Okay.
It's about being an ally.
Mm-hmm.
About using our voices and our actions.
Right.
To create a more inclusive environment.
Okay.
And on a community level.
It's about creating spaces.
Right.
Where people from different backgrounds feel welcome and valued.
So it's about creating spaces where everyone feels like they can participate.
Exactly.
And contribute, no matter who they are or where they come from.
That's it.
It sounds like it requires a real cultural shift.
It does.
You know, move away from that us versus them mentality.
Right.
Yeah. Towards a more inclusive understanding of what it means to be a community.
And it's not always easy.
No.
But it's essential if we want to create communities where everyone feels like they belong.
Right. And that brings us back to your story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a tale of exclusion.
Right.
But a reminder of the power of individual stories.
Yeah.
Of the importance of recognizing and valuing those unique contributions.
Absolutely. And it's a reminder that we all have a role to play in creating communities that are welcoming and inclusive.
Right. We can't just sit back and hope for the best.
Yeah.
We need to be active participants in shaping the world we want to live in.
That's right.
So where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
What are some practical steps we can take?
One important step is listening to the stories of those who have been excluded.
Okay.
Too often, those voices are silenced or marginalized.
Yeah.
We need to create spaces where those voices can be heard and amplified.
So it's about acknowledging that we all have blind spots.
Right.
Right. And that the best way to challenge those blind spots is to be open to hearing from those who have different lived experiences.
Exactly. And it's not just about listening. Okay. It's about taking action.
Okay.
We need to be willing to challenge discriminatory practices and policies, to speak up when we see injustice, and to support organizations and initiatives that are working to promote inclusion and equity.
So it's about being active allies.
Exactly.
About using our voices and our actions to create a more just and equitable world.
That's it.
It's a big challenge, but it's one that's worth taking on.
Absolutely.
After all, we all benefit from living in communities that are truly inclusive and welcoming.
Well said. And I think it's important to remember that this is an ongoing process.
Yeah.
There's no magic solution that will suddenly create a perfectly inclusive society.
Right.
It's about taking small steps every day, being more mindful of our interactions,
right,
and being committed to creating a world where everyone feels like they belong.
And you ultimately chose to leave that town.
Mm-hmm.
But what about those who don't have that option?
Right.
Who are rooted in a community that makes them feel like they don't belong?
Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
That's a really tough situation.
Yeah.
There's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the first thing is to recognize that they're not alone.
Okay.
There are countless people who have experienced similar feelings of exclusion.
Yeah.
And there are resources and support networks available to help them cope.
So even though it feels incredibly isolating, there are others out there who understand.
Exactly. And I think it's also important to remember that even within a community that feels hostile, there are often pockets of acceptance and belonging.
Right.
It might be a small group of friends, a supportive family member, or a local organization that shares their values.
Yeah.
Finding those pockets of belonging can be a lifeline.
It's about finding those connections.
Right.
Those shared spaces that remind you that you're valued and worthy of belonging.
Exactly. And sometimes those connections can be found in unexpected places. It might be a chance encounter with a kind stranger,
right,
a shared interest with a neighbor,
or
a moment of unexpected support from someone you thought was indifferent.
It's like those little glimmers of hope.
Yeah.
That remind you that even in the darkest of times, there's still a possibility for connection, for kindness.
Absolutely. And it's important to hold on to those glimmers.
Yeah.
To let them nourish you.
Mm-hmm.
And to remember that even in the face of exclusion, you have the power to choose how you respond.
Right.
You can choose to let the negativity define you.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to rise above it, to find your own sources of strength and belonging.
That's such a powerful message of resilience.
It's about finding your own agency
in
a situation that feels powerless.
Right. And it makes me think about the power of storytelling.
Yeah.
By sharing your story, you've given a voice to an experience that so many people can relate to.
And that's the power of storytelling, isn't it?
Yeah.
It allows us to connect with others, to share our experiences,
right,
and to find meaning in our struggles.
Yeah.
And it can be a powerful tool for social change,
right,
for raising awareness,
mm-hmm,
and for challenging the status quo.
So even though your story is about exclusion,
yeah,
it's also a story about hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even in the face of adversity, we have the power to choose how we respond.
Right.
To find our own sources of strength and belonging.
Yeah.
And to create a world that is more just and equitable for everyone.
And that leads us perfectly into the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Where we'll explore some practical strategies for creating those more inclusive and welcoming communities.
Feels good.
So we've spent a lot of time unpacking these complexities
of
belonging and exclusion.
Right.
But let's kind of shift gears and get practical here.
Okay.
What can we actually do to build more inclusive communities?
Right.
It's easy to get overwhelmed by these really deeply ingrained patterns of behavior. Where do we even begin to create change?
I think that feeling of being overwhelmed is totally understandable. But it's important to remember that those patterns, while ingrained, are not set in stone.
Okay.
Change is possible.
Yeah.
But it starts with conscious effort. From both individuals and the community as a whole.
Okay, so let's zoom in on the individual level first.
Okay.
What can each of us do
in our daily lives to really cultivate a more welcoming and inclusive environment?
It really comes down to mindfulness and intention.
Okay.
You know, recognizing that even seemingly small actions can ripple outwards.
Okay.
A genuine smile, a warm greeting.
Right.
Taking a moment to really listen to someone's story.
Yeah.
These can be surprisingly powerful acts of inclusion.
It's like that saying, be the change you want to see in the world.
Exactly.
It starts with each of us.
It does.
Right here, right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond just being polite.
Right.
It's about actively challenging our own assumptions.
Okay.
Stepping outside our comfort zones to engage with people who are different from us.
Right.
Remember, diversity isn't just something to tolerate.
Yeah.
It's something to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
It enriches our lives in countless ways.
So instead of focusing on the ways we're different.
Right.
Look for that common ground.
Yes.
The shared humanity that connects us all.
Beautiful. I love that.
And it's also important to remember that building inclusive communities also means speaking up.
Yes.
When we see injustice,
even
when it feels uncomfortable.
Right.
Silence can be interpreted as complicity.
It can.
Right. So finding our voices, even in small ways, can make a real difference.
Absolutely.
But that can feel daunting.
Yeah.
It sounds like a crucial part of being an ally.
It is.
Yeah.
And remember, allyship isn't about being perfect.
Okay.
It's about a willingness to learn, to listen to those who have been marginalized.
Right.
And to amplify their voices.
Yeah. It's about using whatever privilege we have.
Exactly.
To create space for others.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've talked about individual actions.
Yeah.
What about the community as a whole?
Right.
How do we create that systemic change
that
really fosters a true sense of belonging for everyone?
That's where leadership comes in.
Okay.
Community leaders, organizations, those in positions of power, they have a responsibility to create policies and initiatives that translate those values of diversity and inclusion into concrete action.
So it's not just about good intentions.
Yeah.
It's about backing those intentions up with tangible steps.
It's about walking the walk.
Right, right. So think about affordable housing policies that ensure people from diverse economic backgrounds can actually afford to live in the community.
Right.
Think about community events that are intentionally designed to be inclusive and welcoming to people of all backgrounds.
Of all ages, all abilities.
Yeah, creating spaces where everyone feels like they can participate.
Exactly.
And contribute, no matter who they are or where they come
from. Yeah, and don't underestimate the power of education.
Oh, absolutely.
And awareness.
Yeah.
Community workshops.
Yeah.
Dialogues.
Right.
Cultural exchanges.
All of those things.
Yeah. These can go a long way in breaking down stereotypes.
And fostering understanding between different groups.
Right. Building bridges.
Yeah. Finding that common ground that unites us.
Yeah.
It's a continuous process.
It is.
This work of creating a more inclusive world.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
Not a destination.
There's no quick fix.
No.
No single solution that will magically transform our communities overnight.
No, yeah.
It requires ongoing effort, commitment to constantly evaluating and improving our systems and structures to make sure that they are truly equitable and inclusive.
Well said.
But it's hopeful to know that we're not powerless, that we can actually shape our communities to be more welcoming.
And absolutely. Just,
as we wrap up our deep dive today, what is one key takeaway you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that each of us has a role to play in creating a more inclusive world.
Okay.
It might be through individual actions, through community involvement, or through advocating for systemic change.
Right.
Every effort matters.
Yeah.
And when we combine our efforts, when we work together, we create this ripple effect that can transform our communities and ultimately our world.
Such a powerful and inspiring message.
It's all about hope.
Yeah. It's a reminder that even in the face of division and exclusion, there's always hope.
Yeah.
There's always a potential for connection, for growth, and for positive change.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
And it's a journey, not a destination.
It is.
But a journey worth taking.
It is.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
I hope you found it insightful and thought-provoking. And to you, dear listener, we leave you with this. What will you do today to foster a sense of belonging in your own community? No act is too small. No voice is too quiet. Together, we can make a difference.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.